We present the ninth episode in the Green Valley Line, the story of a backcountry railroad in the early years of the 20th century. After many years of hard striving, the old Green Valley Line has won recognition. In a showdown for the coveted mail contract, the little railroad has beaten its big competitor, the CK&W, and the Green Valley Line is on the map. As the good news of the thrilling finish to the mail run spreads through the countryside, folks are flocking to Morristown. Main Street is crowded with rigs from all over the Green Valley, and everybody is heading for the town hall, where the big celebration is already in full swing. If you want to be in on the party, let's go!
Hey, Pop, how much longer do we have to stay here? I'm getting tired of this handshaking stuff.
Now, take it easy, Ben. We're going on in the party pretty soon. Sure. Well, we got to welcome the folks, you know.
Howdy, Mr. Harkness. How be you?
Hello there, Abram. Mighty glad to see you. Go on in and have a good time.
Sure, that's what I'm aiming to do.
Gosh, look. Here comes Ma Flint and Abby Withers from the Green Valley Restaurant. Boy, look at Ma all dressed up. And there's Spider, too.
Hello there, Henry.
Well, howdy, Peggy. Gosh darn it, where'd you get them clothes? I'm the son of a gun if you ain't the living image of Lillian Russell.
Yes, sir. Go on with you, Henry Harkness.
Howdy, Mr. Harkness.
Well, hello there, Spider. Come on in. Why, where's Mickey?
Oh, he's right behind.
Say, who's the little gal there along with him, huh?
Why, that's Sheila McGuire. Oh. She's just out from the old country. She's working for me at the restaurant.
Well, I'm darned. She's a mighty good-looking girl, Ma.
Ain't she, though? And she's right smart at the work. A body'd think she was born in a restaurant.
Hello there, everybody.
Come on, Sheila, and meet the folks. Shake hands with Mr. Harkness. He's the boss of the Green Valley.
How are you, Sheila?
Pleased to meet you, sir.
And this here is Mr. Reed, the assistant superintendent.
Hello there, Sheila.
Good evening to you.
Well, come on now. Let's get it going. Hustle up, you young folks, and get into that third dance.
Come sure. On. Come on, Sheila. Let's go, huh?
Do you mean you want me to dance with you?
Sure. Come on.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't want to be after spoiling your pleasure.
Oh, come on now. You'll soon get on to it.
Look. Well, Ma, I guess it's you and me first. Let's show him a few fancy steps.
Uh-huh. I guess there ain't no way to get out of it. It's what I've been dreading all day.
What, say, don't you mind the time that we won the first prize in the dancing at the fall fair?
Yeah, I remember. And me wearing felt slippers for days after. If you promise to keep them big feet out of the way, I'll take a chance.
Oh, come on. Hey, come on, Mr. Harkness.
No, I reckon Mickey and me ain't much for dancing. Let's go and sit down a minute, Mickey. I ain't had a chance to talk to you since the mail run.
Okay, sir.
You know, Mickey, I've been wondering how in tarnation you managed to keep that old 1010 on the rails with the speed you were hitting through the mountains.
Well, sir, I will admit it was a devil of a run. We hit the Black Mountain curve at 58-mile clip.
What?
Sure, we were bouncing from one side of the cab to the other.
Yeah.
And the boy yonder hollered, more speed, more speed.
Gosh almighty.
And what's more, there's only one little engine on the pike that could have done it, and that's the Tintin.
Yeah.
She hung to the rails like a wildcat.
Mighty glad you came through, Mickey.
Well, I'm thinking it was the good Lord that's on the side of the Green Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, it was nothing but providence that kept us from going to the ditch. It looks like things is breaking for the old Green Valley Road at last.
Ah, yes. I sure hope so, Mickey.
And that young Bill Reed's a fine boy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Although he has a mighty sharp tongue of him in his head. Man, but it was mighty slick the way he snatched the mail through this morning.
Yeah.
I'll bet his old man's fine and mad this night.
Well, that's what I've been thinking about, Mickey. You know that. Now that we've won out on the mail contract, Jacob Reed's liable to get after us in earnest. It ain't the Green Valley that's going to feel it. No, sir. So much as the boy himself.
Oh, sure, I see what you mean. The old boy might be cutting young Bill out of his fortune.
Sure, that's it. Bill's his only son, and Jacob Reed has a powerful lot of money. The boy stands to lose a whole lot thrown in with the Green Valley.
Oh, so that's how the cat jumps, is it?
Sure.
Sure, I never thought of that. I wish now. There's young Terry Graham.
Yeah?
By golly, did you ever see a prettier looking youngster in all your life?
Well, she sure is a fine looking gal there, Mickey, yes, sir. Hey, there, Carrie.
Oh, hello, Pop. Oh, hello, Mickey.
Good evening to you, Miss Carrie. And why aren't you dancing?
Oh, I don't know.
Can I talk to you for a minute, Pop?
Sure. Go ahead, sit down.
And I'll be running along and talk with the boys. I'll see you later, Mr. Hartley.
Well, come on, come on. Set you down now, Carrie. Yeah, you sure look fine in that new dress.
Oh, it's just a little frock I picked up in New York. Listen, Pop.
Yes, what is it, Carrie?
Who's that girl dancing with Bill Reed?
Huh? Well, oh, that's little Irish girl, yes. She's Sheila McGuire, works at the Green Valley Restaurant. She's pretty, ain't she?
Well, that's a matter of opinion.
Hey, see here, young woman. You ain't jealous, are you?
Jealous? Why, Pop, how can you say such a thing? Me jealous of Bill Reed? Why, you know how I feel about him.
Oh, yeah. I reckon you do, Carrie.
And if you think I'm the slightest bit interested in him, you're making a big mistake.
Well, there you go, getting all worked up over nothing at all. Oh, where's your father, Carrie?
Oh, he's here somewhere. He was talking to Mr. Carson a minute ago.
Oh, ain't your mother with you?
No, she isn't feeling at all well. Besides, you know she doesn't care much for this sort of thing.
Well, now, that's too bad, Carrie, too bad. Now, well, this here's a big night for Green Valley folks. I kind of wish she'd showed up. Woo!
Let's go and sit down somewhere, Sheila. Say, you're quite a dancer.
Thank you, sir. It was awful good of you to dance with the likes of me.
Say, look here, Sheila, don't call me sir. It isn't done in this country.
But isn't it yourself that's a fine young gentleman and me just a working girl?
Oh, forget it now, Sheila. Just call me Bill and I'll feel much more at home. This is a free country, you know.
Are you sure of that, no?
Why, sure. Say, how do you like Morristown, Sheila?
Sure, it's a fine place, no. But it's an awful long journey from the old country. I was thinking I'd never get to it.
It must have been quite a trip for you.
It was that. What with the steamships and the trains and all them big cities. I was awful scared, so I was. But it's nice in the Green Valley. It reminds me of the green hills in the old country.
Well, that's fine.
Will you tell me something?
Sure. What is it, Sheila?
Who's the young woman over there talking to Mr. Harkness? The one in the fine pink dress.
Huh? Oh, well, that's Carrie Graham.
Oh, sure, she was just after putting the eye on me as though I had no business to be talking with you.
Well, good Lord, whatever made you think that, Sheila?
Well, I thought maybe she was in love with you.
Carrie Graham in love with me? That's a good one.
But haven't you a sweetheart at all at all?
Never one in the world, Sheila.
Oh, but that's an awful pity, no?
Well, I'll have to see what I can do. Oh, look, here comes your Uncle Mickey.
Hello there, Sheila, darling. Is it a good time you're having now?
Oh, sure, Uncle Mickey.
Hey there, Slim.
Hello, Spider. What is it?
The folks have been wanting the speech from Mr. Harkness.
What? Well, you'd better ask him, then.
No, you'd better ask him yourself, Mr. Reed. The folks is all looking forward
well,
to
well, all right. Let's see what he says. Hey there, Pop. Come on. The folks want you to make a speech
I
for
say,
them.
Now, hold on. I ain't much had at speech-making. I'd rather not, Billy. I guess they all know what's been happening.
Oh, now. Come on, Mr. Harkness. The folks have been expecting you to say something.
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
See here now, Henry Harkness. You gotta come and talk to the folks. My goodness, what do you think we went to all this trouble for? And we're going to have the Green Valley song. So don't start trying to sneak out on us. Come on, get up here.
Well, if that's the way you feel, I guess you'll have to do the best you can.
Oh, come on, Mr. Harkness, come on.
Well, I guess, folks, the best thing we can do is to start off with the old Green Valley song, eh? What do you think? Yeah, you know, it ain't much of a song, I reckon, but it means a lot to us folks here in Green Valley. Hey, Ezra, you sing that song?
Why, sure.
That's fine, we'll all join in with you. And that's it. We'll all join in the chorus, then think you'll be fine. Now, let her go, Isaac.
Come on.
The railroads are plenty. With their engines and coaches so fine. But the best little road in the country.
In the country.
Is known as the Green Valley Line.
Now, let her go all together.
The Green Valley Freights are a-rolling. The Green Valley trains run on time. And the Green Valley folks bid you welcome when you ride on the Green Valley line.
Well, all right, now, you know. You know, that was pretty good. It was pretty good, pretty good. Now, I ain't going to make a regular speech, but I got a couple of things to tell you. First thing is, I just got a message from Washington, and a mighty important message it is, too. It's just a message to say that they're giving us the mail contract for 3 years instead of the CKW.
that's mighty good news, friend. And I want to give you... Well, I want to give credit where it's rightfully due. I ain't mentioning no names, but it was the boys that rid the old 10-10 through the mountains this morning that brought home the contract to the Green Valley. Well, you know, that there's a good contract. Means a nice piece of money for the Green Valley Line. For the next 3 years, we're going to carry that mail. Come rain or shine, as far as we can see, we're going to put her through them mountains on time. Now, folks, every one of you here is a friend of mine. Most everyone here's got shares in the Green Valley. We got a pretty tough fight ahead of us. And this here mail contract was only the first round. But, oh, gosh darn it. We won out, and I'm mighty proud. Doggone it, but I'm getting kind of choked up. It seems like I can't say no more. I can only say good luck to all of you. Well, all right, then. Go on with the dance, folks. Go ahead.
Well, well, look who's here. The one and only Miss Carolyn Graham. How do you do?
Good evening.
Just in time for that dance of ours. Let's go.
I don't want to dance with you.
Say, listen here now, Miss...
No, you here too. You quit your fighting,
but
both
Pop,
of you, yes. I've had enough of this. Now, Carrie, you behave yourself and you go on to the dance.
But look, if she's going to be so huffy, I'd just as soon call it off.
Now, see here, Bill, that goes for you too. You go ahead now and have a dance. I'm boss around this here joint. Now, go on, get busy.
Well, gosh, well, all right, then.
Hey, stop the music. Something terrible's happened. What's happened? Plenty has happened. The roundhouse is afire. Come on, we got to get them injured out of here. Fire the roundhouse.
Right in the middle of the celebration, the grim specter of trouble again raises its head. Is this fire an accident, or is it another move by the opposition road to make things tough for the Green Valley? Don't miss episode 10 in The Green Valley Line.